Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the births of Florida, Alexander Graham Bell, and A Nation, listen to some Banners, and This Week in Recording History. Last week, March 3rd in 1845, Florida became the 27th state of the United States of America. The word Florida comes from the Spanish for Feast of Flowers, and its nickname is the Sunshine State. The capital of the Sunshine State is... no, not Miami, Tallahassee. The state flower is, not surprisingly, the orange blossom, and the mockingbird is the state bird. Florida's state song is Swanee River, and the state motto is In God We Trust. So, to celebrate Florida's statehood, here are some rapidly rotating records about Florida, beginning with the Dixie Stompers.
Thank you. to me. Through all my dreams, a million scenes are all that I can see. You've heard of Rolling Stones. Well, I've been a rover, but my traveling's over. Florida, I'm on my way, leave today, never more to roam. Florida, your sheltering palms, nature's song, beckon me back home. Where the sun shines by daytime, my sweetheart shines at nighttime. In Florida, yes, Florida, I'm coming back to you. Where the cold winds never blow, where there's never ice nor snow, that's Florida, Florida. And the tropic skies are blue, and the sunset golden hue is Florida, Florida. Hearts are young, for nature is at its best. Romance calls when all the world is at rest. Here's the thing I'd like to know, why the whole world doesn't go to live in Florida, where the sun shines by daytime, my sweetheart shines at nighttime. In Florida, my Florida, I'm coming back to you.
If your feet feel like a treat, me sweet Florida flow. Swinging shag in the bag with sweet Florida flow. She lives in a southern town, she lives that year around. Boy, does she know all the angles, yes. How does she get those big bojangles, yeah. Color light, but not too white, just betwixt and between. Eyes glancing, she's romancing the dancing is queen. Down the trail called Tamiami, just like going home, your big fat mammy. You should see those young men scramming for Florida flow.
Some rapidly rotating records about Florida to commemorate Florida's statehood on March 3, 1845. We began with the Fletcher Henderson Band as the Dixie Stompers and Florida Stomp from a Harmony 78 recorded December 22, 1925. Then, from an Edison record waxed on February 17, 1925, it was Jack Stillman's orchestra, with Arthur Hall providing the vocal on Florida, written by Jesse Greer. And we just heard Fats Waller in his rhythm singing about Florida Flow. That record will have a birthday in a couple of days, having been recorded on March 11, 1938. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on March 3rd in 1915, what is frequently called the greatest silent film ever produced, D.W. Griffith's The Birth of a Nation, debuted in New York City. It starred Lillian Gish and Mae Marsh, and Joseph Hannaberry, who played Abraham Lincoln, also played 13 other bit parts. So here to commemorate The Birth of a Nation are some rapidly rotating records about some other births, beginning with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. Thank you.
and so it will always be. Just born to grow older, with no friendly shoulder to cry on for sympathy. I hate to watch those evenings, long evenings, go dragging on by. My doorbell, my phone bell, so lonely and silent. What wouldn't I give for somebody to live for? Just want to be lonesome too.
Some musical births to commemorate the premiere of the silent film classic The Birth of a Nation, March 3, 1915. We began with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with Scrappy Lambert performing vocally on Out Where the Moonbeams Are Born from a Brunswick 78 recorded June 10, 1929. Next, it was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, a Ben Selvin band in 1924, and Born and Bred in Brooklyn, written by George M. Cohen from the show The Rise of Rosie O'Reilly. The Rise of Rosie O'Reilly opened at the Liberty Theater in New York on Christmas Day, 1923, and ran until March 15th of 1924. Born and Bred in Brooklyn was followed by Isham Jones and his orchestra with one of Isham Jones' own compositions, Just Born to Be Lonesome. The vocalist on that April 6, 1933 recording was Joe Martin. Leo Reisman and his orchestra with Charles Carlyle finished up with The Night That Love Was Born from 1932.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Do you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any or all of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week on March 3rd in 1931, after 40 years of effort and 40 bills and joint resolutions, The Star-Spangled Banner, written by Francis Scott Key, officially became the national anthem of the United States. But it's still ranked as the most difficult national anthem on earth to sing. Anyway, to commemorate the Star-Spangled Banner, here are some banners of a different type, beginning with the Roseland Orchestra.
In the follies, is she that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle, and what a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet? What eyes, like skies, the bluer to lure your heart, and what lips that grip, the redder the better you like from the start. And if you want an angel near ya, holler out and she will hear ya. Is she that way lovable and sweet? Thank you.
Thank you.
some rapidly rotating records on the Banner label to commemorate the adoption of the Star Spangled Banner as the official national anthem on March 3, 1931. Banner records were originally made for the Plaza Music Company, a music instrument and sheet music distributor and retailer in New York, starting in 1922. They were priced at 50 cents to compete with Emerson's mid-priced Regal label. The price was dropped to 35 cents, or three for a dollar, in late 1925. The music was from masters from New York Recording Laboratories and the Regal Record Company, as well as others, and the records were pressed by the Scranton Button Company. The label was discontinued in late 1935. The first Banner record we heard was by the Campus Boys, a pseudonym for Harry Reeser's Rounders, and Lovable and Sweet from 1930. That was followed by the Roseland Orchestra, a pseudonym used by Sam Lannon, and He's a New Kind of Man with a New Kind of Love, recorded July 3, 1924. We finished up with the All-Star Collegians in 1931, and Now's the Time to Fall in Love. The All-Star Collegians was a pseudonym on the Perfect label for Sam Lannon and his orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, March 3rd, marked the birth in 1847 in Edinburgh, Scotland, of inventor and educator Alexander Graham Bell. His father was an expert in vocal physiology and elocution, and his grandfather a professor of elocution. Best known for perfecting the telephone, his career began teaching the deaf to talk by using visible speech, illustrations of the positions of the lips and tongue during speech. In 1871, he began teaching at Sarah Fuller's School for the Deaf in Boston, the first such school in the world. In 1873, he was professor of vocal physiology and speech at Boston University. He conceived the idea of the telephone in 1874, and his experiments led to his patent for the electric speaking telephone on March 7, 1876, the single most valuable patent ever issued. Bell died on August 2, 1922. So here to commemorate Alexander Graham Bell's invention are some rapidly rotating records about bells, beginning with B.A. Rolfe. Thank you.
San Raquel are ringing out across the blue. The bells of San Raquel are singing out to welcome you. The Angeles and I could only sigh while you are gone. But now we see your sail beyond the veil that cloaks the dawn. The bells of San Raquel are guiding you back to the shore. There'll be no more farewell, and you'll be mine forevermore. A happy pair will say a prayer while up above. The bells of San Raquel will tell the world about our love.
Ross Deluxe Syncopators, recording in Savannah, Georgia on August 22, 1927, and Mary Bell, written by Casker Towey, who played banjo in the band. The band's director and sometime vocalist, Alonzo Ross, also played piano in the band, but on occasion, Casker Towey played a second piano. Casker Towey also played banjo with Robert Cloud in his orchestra. Before Mary Bell, we heard B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra, June 19, 1928, and Pell Street Blues, written by Fred Fisher. We began with Fats Waller and his rhythm once again, and the Bells of San Raquel from October 1, 1941. The Bells of San Raquel was written by Lorenzo Barcellata, with lyrics by Fred Wise. It's time now for that portion of the show we call This Week in Recording History. so-called because we play records recorded this past week in years past. And here to start us off this week are Glenn Oswald's Serenaders.
Everything that's cute belongs to you. I've had it high, have parted low, but you showed me things that nobody else could show. Oh, I heard talk of paradise, but your kiss will do. Baby, everything that's nice belongs to you.
The Georgians, March 1st, 1924, and Mindin' My Business, written by Walter Donaldson. That was preceded by Owen Fallon's Californians, and Everything That's Nice Belongs to You, from a Mellotone 78, recorded March 2nd, 1931. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Glenn Oswald's Serenaders and Bucktown Blues, Bucktown referring to a rather unsavory portion of New Orleans. Bucktown Blues was written by Boyd Center, but Jelly Roll Morton also wrote a song with the same name. Glenn Oswald originally formed his band in Portland, Oregon, and played in Portland's Winter Garden. In 1924, he got a contract to play the Cinderella Roof Garden in Los Angeles. Bucktown Blues was recorded in Oakland, California, on March 3, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.